my Ram children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour. Hope you all had a good week since we met you last. Children, today we don't have Ganesh here, but I convey his Sai Ram and love to you on his behalf. He's not here this week, but he will definitely join us the next week. But children, isn't it always fun to have the two of us here than just me or Ganesh alone? I don't know about you listeners, but I always enjoy the company of another brother or friend during a radio program. Well, why only radio? Even in life, we always enjoy when we have people around us, don't we? We like to be with our friends or classmates or brothers or sisters. Why is it that way? Why is it that we enjoy being in the company of others? Have you ever wondered, children? Because human beings, that is us, we are social animals. Have you heard this term before, children? Social animal? Why do you call me an animal? Is that what you are telling? No. I'm not calling any one of you an animal. The phrase social animal means that we by nature like to be in a society or a group. So we are referred to as a social animal. You see, children, now we all live in cities. We are cut off from the forest and the jungle. If you want to see an animal, you have to go all the way to a zoo or maybe to a jungle safari or maybe even a circus. But in the earlier days, man had to live in the wild with all the other animals. Imagine living in the forest with animals like lions, tigers, jackals, and compare our body build with these animals. We don't have the claws or sharp teeth like these animals. We cannot run as fast as a cheetah or fly like the birds. Remember, I'm talking about the Stone Ages when there were no modern planes or the modern day weapons. So man was quite powerless and weak compared to the other animals. Am I right, children? So in such conditions, human beings started forming small groups, or what we call societies. Now when they started to live together, they could protect themselves better, right, than being as an individual by oneself. When others are sleeping, some people could keep awake and ensure no danger came upon the group. So they started doing a lot of things together and could do it much better, like making tools, agriculture, and so on. So children, do you realize we owe a lot of our progress in the world to our unity, our ability to work together? That is why Swami would say unity, purity, and divinity. Unity, Swami would say, is as important as purity and divinity. Okay, let me explain this from a lesson in mathematics. In fact, this is not my explanation. It is what Swami had told us when we were studying. Some of you who are in higher classes must be studying algebra, right? What is one of the first equations we learn in algebra? There is this equation that goes, A plus B the whole square is equal to A square plus B square plus 2AB, right? I'm sure many of you would be familiar with this equation. What does this equation tell us? When you have two entities, A and B, and when they come together and we square them, we get A square, B square, and an extra 2AB. If you were to square them separately, you will have only A square and B square, but if you put A and B together and say A plus B the whole square, you get A square, B square, and an extra 2AB. That extra is what comes because of unity. You have your talents, I have mine. But when we bring both our abilities together, we can do more than what we could have done if we had done it individually. That is why, children, we should always try to give up our differences and work together, help each other and progress together. Okay, shall we now listen to a very special Telugu song, which was Swami's favorite? Swami would say, my entire message is captured beautifully in this song. It's a very short but very sweet and profound song. So children, shall we start this week's Children's Hour by listening to this Telugu song?
సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం కలసి ఉండే కలదు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయ కలసి ఉండే కలదు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయ పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం పరదూషణ మానిద్దాం కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు భాషా భేదాలొద్దు అంటరాని తనముద్దు అందరం ఒకటిగా ఉందా సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం దేశమంటే మట్టి కాదు దేశమంటే మనుషులోయ్ దేశమంటే మట్టి కాదు దేశమంటే మనుషులోయ్ దేశాన్ని ప్రేమిద్దాం త్యాగాన్ని చూపిద్దాం పవిత్రముగా జీవించి పావన చరితను పొంది స్వార్థమ్మును విడనాడే సత్య సాయిని చేరుదాం స్వార్థమ్మును విడనాడే సత్య సాయిని చేరుదాం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువ శక్తిని చాటుదాం మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువ శక్తిని చాటుదాం గ్రామాల్లోన్న సేవలన్ను చేయుదాం సేవలన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని ప్రేమించుదాం ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని సేవించుదాం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత
బిడ్డలం. Wasn't that a very, very interesting song, children? Okay, I understand. Some of you might not follow Telugu, so you might be wondering what that song was meaning. So let me quickly tell you the meaning of that song and then you'll understand why this is Swami's favorite song. The meaning of that song goes, we all are children of Mother Sai. Unity brings happiness. Differences breed sorrow. Let us constantly love each other and stop reviling others. Let us give up discrimination either of caste, creed or language. Let us shun hatred and live as one entity. A country is not made up merely of mud, but of people. Let us love our country and show our sacrifice. Let us lead a pure life and earn a sacred name. Let us discard selfishness and reach our Swami. Let us realize our own power and make the youth realize their power. Let us serve the villages, be it of any nature, easy or tough. Let us all come together and love Swami. Let us all come together and serve Swami. Wasn't that a beautiful song, children? I'm sure you all liked it. Now it is time for our doctor, isn't it? We've spoken a lot, but now it's time for that section where Dr. Lata Shri from the General Hospital gives us very important tips. She does so every week, but it is important to listen to her very carefully and also follow the tips that she gives children. It will help you not only now, it will help you even when you grow up. So let us listen to the doctor's talk for the week, children. Over now to Dr. Lata Shri from the General Hospital.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram, children, eating behavior and eating habits are established in a child at the very tender age of 2 years. So the period just after you have completed your 2 years birthday is the best and the golden period when your parents can start training you to eat the right kind of food. Parents must make sure to introduce a variety of good and nutritious foods to the child from this very tender age of 2 years. And table manners also must be taught to the child from this age itself. The child should not be left alone to eat. It means the whole family must eat together, preferably sitting at the dinner table, and there should be fixed time for regular meals. And you children, you must not watch television while eating. You must concentrate on eating, and also you must chew the food properly so that digestion becomes easier. And as I have already told you, you must always pray before you eat, and you must thank God for the nutritious good meal that you are having. You must not lie down or sleep soon after you finish your meals. And your mother knows what exactly is the type of food you need, so you must not refuse any food item that is cooked at home. And every meal should have cereals, pulses in the form of dal, whole grains, and adequate amount of fat in the form of oil or ghee, especially for small children, and lots of vegetables. You must not be finicky about eating vegetables. You must eat all kind of vegetables available in the market. And fruits are also very, very important. You must have at least 2 glasses of milk every day. There are certain nutrients which are required for the good health of every organ in the body, and they also build up the defense mechanism in the body. Defense means our body should have enough resistance to fight germs, bacteria, and viruses causing infections. And this resistance power is called immunity. Though these nutrients are required in very small amount, they play a very big role in growth and healing. And these nutrients are vitamins. There are various kinds of vitamins necessary for us, and they are vitamin A, vitamin B complex, C, D, E, and K. Today I will tell you about vitamin A. Vitamin A is necessary for us throughout our life, starting from the period when the baby is developing in the mother's womb. And vitamin A is also the chief of the army that fights enemies of our health. It is very essential for eyes and vision. As I have told you, the retina is a part of the eye that is like the roll film of a camera. It is where the images fall. The retina has some structures called rods and cones. Cones are the ones which help us to see colors, and the rods are the ones which help us to see in dim light and also during night time. So whenever there is a deficiency of vitamin A in our diet, rods will suffer, and because of this, we will not be able to see properly at night and also in dim light. So one of the important problems of vitamin A deficiency is night blindness. The cornea, which is the transparent part of the eye, also becomes dry and susceptible to eye infections due to vitamin A deficiency. And very rarely the whole cornea may be damaged and it can result in blindness. So children, you can all understand how important vitamin A is for our body, especially for our eyes. Vitamin A also helps the skin to remain healthy. Skin becomes dry, scaly, and you can get flakes on the skin, especially over the shoulders, legs, arms and buttocks whenever there is vitamin A deficiency. All this will make the skin look ugly and unhealthy. In small children, vitamin A deficiency can also cause poor growth, frequent diarrhea and even anemia, that is lack of blood pigment. And it can also lead to mental retardation. It means the development of the brain and the nervous system will not be good and the IQ of the child will suffer. So children, it is very, very important that we include foods rich in vitamin A as a part of a regular everyday diet. And what are these foods which are rich in vitamin A? Dairy products like milk, curd, cheese contain lots of vitamin A. So you must drink at least 2 glasses of water every day, as I keep telling you. And you can have curd and buttermilk with every meal and cheese and butter along with your breakfast. Don't develop dislike to any vegetable. All the vegetables taste good when cooked well, and I'm sure your mother will have many, many good recipes for every vegetable. The vegetables which are rich in vitamin A are green leafy vegetables like lettuce, spinach, and sweet potatoes, pumpkin, bell pepper. And yellow fruits like mango, papaya, cantaloupe, which is called as kharbuza. It is also a type of melon and this is rich in vitamin A. Apricots also have lots of vitamin A. So children, you must make it a habit to eat at least one kind of fruit every day, and you can keep changing the fruits every day to have variety so that you don't get bored of eating the same fruit or vegetable. You can also tell your mother to make mango milkshake or even a sweet dish like shrikhand made of mango pulp. Especially now, summer being the season for mangoes, you must enjoy various kinds of healthy preparations made of this fruit, or the fruit itself eaten just like that will give you lots of vitamin A. So children, start eating healthy and right kind of food and enjoy good health. Jai Sai Ram.
As always, the doctor taught us very important lessons, didn't she? Always remember children, moderation in eating is very, very important. We should neither eat too little nor eat too much. Especially, it will become very difficult if you eat too much of fried stuff and fast foods. There was one such person, you know. He had grown so fat that he would find it difficult to even walk. But he just would not stop eating or even reduce his food intake. One day, this fat man went to a doctor with a lot of complaints. The doctor asked him, "Yes, sir, what is the problem?" The man said, "Doctor, if I stand, my knees hurt. When I sit, my back pains. And when I lie down, I get a pain in my neck." The doctor immediately realized that all this man's problem was because of his overeating and overweight. So the doctor told him, "Sir, all your problems will go if you do what I tell you. In the afternoon, take 3 chapatis and a bowl of vegetable curry. Again in the night, take 3 chapatis and a bowl of curry." The patient was surprised. He asked, "What do you mean, doctor? My pains will go if I eat this?" The doctor replied, "Yes, sir. You strictly follow this for a month, your health will definitely improve. You come to me after a month or so, I will then see you." So the patient leaves and comes back after a whole month. But when he comes back, he does not seem to have lost any weight whatsoever. In fact, The doctor even thought that he had put on more weight. The doctor now asked the patient, "Did you follow what I told you?" "Yes, doctor," the patient told confidently. "I did it every day." The doctor asked him, "But how is it that you have not lost any weight at all?" The fat man replied, "Oh, yes, doctor, even I am surprised how it did not work." He continued telling, "Every day, as you said, I had 3 chapatis with vegetables after my lunch and dinner, without fail." Which means this fat man was having 3 chapatis and vegetables after his usual lunch and dinner instead of his lunch and dinner. And he continued explaining to the doctor in right earnest. He said, "Sometimes I was so full, still I always had the 3 chapatis and curry, doctor, after my lunch and dinner." The doctor slapped his forehead and said, "You fool, I told you to have that instead of your lunch and dinner, but you had it after your lunch and dinner?" Now children, isn't that a funny thing? See, it is not enough if we just go to a doctor, we listen to a doctor. It is not even enough if we blindly follow the advice. We must, to some extent, understand the advice and then try to follow it. Of course, I am sure none of you children will be as silly as that fat man. But do keep a check on your eating habits, children. And let me repeat, the key word is moderation. Not too little, not too much. Just the right amount. Oh, telling you that funny story, I forgot about the actual story for the day. The story Sumana Madam tells us every week. I am sure all of you will agree with me, it is much more fun listening to stories from her than me. So shall we listen to the story she has for today? It's a very, very, very nice story, children. I am sure you all are going to enjoy it very much.
Sai Ram, children, it must now be just the midway of your vacation. Maybe you all are in touch with your school friends, but you must still be missing them too. All the fun in the class, the break time, right? And just like you kids, long, long ago, there was a little boy called Gopal, who had a very special friend. I'm sure you all want to know who and how he got that special playmate. Okay, listen. Gopal lived with his mother in a small cottage in a village on the outskirts of a big dense forest. Gopal's father had died when Gopal was a baby, so his mother worked very hard to support the two of them. She brought him up with a lot of love. She told him stories of Lord Krishna and sowed the seed of love for God in him. Now Gopal was 5 years old, so his mother decided to put him in a school. Children, in those days, the school was the house of the teacher itself. Gopal's mother worked harder to earn enough for her darling Gopal's new school clothes. She also wove him a mat upon which to sit when he learnt his letters in the school. There were no desks then. And finally, when Gopal had got ready for the first day of school, his mother beamed with joy. Her son looked so smart. But Gopal started to cry. He didn't want to go to school, just like you kids must have done. His mother knew what is best, so encouraged him. Reluctantly, Gopal agreed to go. He carried 2 palm leaves upon which he would write and some pens made of reeds. But children, those days, there were no school buses. His mother had to work, so she too couldn't go and drop her son to school. Gopal had to go all alone. And Gopal's school lay beyond the forest. He would have to pass through the deep, dark woods where the trees stood too close together for him to be able to see any sunshine. So dark and dense. His mother cautioned him, "Gopal, just follow the path through the forest and don't lose your way." Gopal started for school. At first, he enjoyed the walk through the forest, But as he went deeper, he was frightened. He felt as though the dark branches of the trees were coming to catch him. He heard the far-off cry of wild animals. Gopal began to walk faster and faster. At last, he reached the other end of the forest and sighted his school. He felt very relieved to be out of the jungle. At school, Gopal had a wonderful day. He enjoyed learning the alphabets. He made a lot of friends and played with them. But as evening approached, Gopal started getting tensed. He had to go through those dark woods again, and it was already getting dark. And Gopal could now hear the hoots of owls, the howls and the calls of wild animals. Gopal panicked and ran through the forest crying aloud, "Mother! Mother!" His mother was waiting, anxious for her little Gopal. Gopal went crying straight into his mother's embrace and he refused to go to school again. "The forest is so dark and horrible sounds come from the bushes," he was weeping. Mother tried to console him, but he was inconsolable. That night, the worried mother was lost in thought. Other children have their father, brothers, uncles and servants to take them to school. Whom does my poor son have? Then, like lightning, it struck her. "Of course, we have Lord Krishna." At that thought, all fear and worry disappeared. She prayed to her Lord Krishna to take care of her son. Next morning, she woke Gopal. But Gopal had made up his mind, no more school from that day. But the mother, with total trust in Lord Krishna, told, "You know, my child, there lives in these woods another son of mine who is also called Gopal. He is older to you. He grazes his cows in the forest. He is always somewhere near the path. And if you call out to him, 'Oh, brother Gopal, please come with me to the school,' he will come and take care of you. And then you will not be scared, will you?" Little Gopal got excited to meet the elder Gopal, his brother. He was ready for school in no time, then bid his mother bye and ran into the woods. But a little way down the forest path, it was rather dark and he began to feel afraid. He could hear his heart go thuk, thuk. Then he remembered his brother and called out, "Oh, brother Gopal, come, lead me through the forest. I am frightened." Just then, the bushes began to rustle and then parted, and out came a boy's head with a little gold crown on it and a peacock's feather in the crown. Then this mysterious boy jumped out, took the child's hand, and he said, "Little Gopal, mother has asked me to take care of you in the forest, and so here I am." He had the most beautiful smile and a very charming face. Now, the two Gopals played all the way to school. Little Gopal, in all his excitement, wanted to show his friends and teacher to his brother. But this charming Gopal said he had cows to tend, but promised that when little Gopal was returning home, he just had to call out again to his brother, and in a moment, he would arrive. Little Gopal, in school, could not forget this newfound brother of his, even for a moment. That evening, older Gopal came as promised, and then they played, had lots of fun and frolicked. And from that day onwards, little Gopal lost all his fears of the forest. This continued for days. Little Gopal enjoyed school, but he grew to love his older brother as he had loved no one else before. Every evening he had long stories to tell about his brother to his mother. The mother also noticed how happy and radiant her little one looked these days. she prayed in gratitude to her Lord Krishna. As the days went by, one day news spread in the school that their teacher was going to give a feast the next day. All the students were discussing in their groups that they too must bring gift for their teacher. One friend was saying, "I will ask my mother to make sweets for the teacher." A farmer's son was saying that he would get a sack of rice for the teacher. Another was deciding to get a fine muslin shawl for him. So that evening, Gopal returned home and asked his mother for some present for the teacher. But the poor mother had nothing. But how could she forget her divine son in the forest? She asked little Gopal to ask his brother. And both their faces brightened at the thought of Krishna, their Gopala. The next morning, the two, Gopala and his cowherd brother, walked and played together as usual. But when they had almost reached the school, Gopala suddenly realized he had to ask about the gift. "Brother, my teacher is giving a feast today. Can you get me some gift to take for him?" "I don't know what I can give you. I'm only a poor cowherd boy," the older Gopala said. "But if you will wait here, I will see what I can find for you to give to the teacher." The cowherd brother ran into the deep forest and came back carrying a small pot of curds. "This is all I have for you. Take it to your teacher," he said with a smile. It was a humble gift, but little Gopala, full of confidence in his brother, took the pot of curds to school. At school, the children started offering their expensive gifts to the teacher. And Gopala was very excited. He was sure the teacher would like his gift. But when the teacher looked at it coldly, tears welled in his eyes. Seeing his trouble, the teacher put his hands on his head and said, "It is a beautiful present, Gopal," and accepted it. During the feast, the curd was also served. And it tasted heavenly. All the kids wanted more and more of it, and more was served. But the teacher was puzzled. The entire school was served a second serving, but the pot was filled with curds to the brim. So the teacher's wife got all the large vessels of their house and poured and poured and poured the curds like waterfalls from the pot into them. All the vessels were full, but that little pot remained filled to the brim. "This is impossible. Am I dreaming?" The dumbfounded teacher asked Gopal. "This is very strange, Gopal. Who gave you this bowl of curds?" "My older brother who lives in the forest gave it to me," Gopal answered innocently. "Is he a magician?" asked the teacher. Gopal tried to explain. No, he is only a cowherd boy. He wears a crown of gold and in it a peacock's feather, and he has a flute that he plays upon. When he has brought me to school, he goes back to tend his cows all day, and when the school is over, he is waiting to take me home." In spite of witnessing the ever full pot of curd episode, his teacher was not convinced. He got very upset. "Stop spinning tales, Gopal. Only Lord Krishna wears the peacock feather and no one can see him." Little Gopal began to cry. "Sir, my mother told me he is my brother and my mother never lies." The teacher said, "Okay then, take me to this brother of yours in the forest. I would like to meet him." And he took Gopal's hand and they walked together to the forest. But when they reached it, the little cowherd brother did not come out to meet them. "Brother Gopal, will you not come to us?" called out Gopal many times. But all they heard was echo of the calls. The teacher was sure now that Gopal had lied and looked at him sternly. Gopal was in tears, for he knew he had told the truth. He shouted again, "My brother Gopal, please come. I want my teacher to know that I am telling the truth, that you are my brother and my best friend." Still, there was only silence. Gopal was now sobbing. "Why aren't you coming when I need you?" Suddenly, from deep within the forest, came the melodious notes of the flute. Then, a loving, gentle voice was heard.
"I am here, little Gopal. But I am visible only to those who have full faith and trust in me."
Then, there was silence all over again. When the teacher heard this, he fell to his knees and with folded hands said, "I have heard you, my lord, through this little child. I have to make my heart innocent and pure like a child to see you." He was grateful to little Gopal who had got him the divine curds from the very hands of the Lord. But for little Gopal, Lord Krishna remained his elder brother and best friend. Children, you know, God waits for our call just like little Gopal called for him. Little Krishna waits to make friends with all you kids. But we need to call out like little Gopal anytime, anywhere. And remember, he won't agree to be just any friend, but only your best friend and a friend forever. So with this lovely story, I take leave of you all. Bye, and Sai Ram to all the young listeners.
Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, my Krishna? Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? If you were a tree growing upwards, I would cling to you like a creeper. If you were a blossoming flower, I would hover over you like a bee. Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? If you were the boundless sky, I would sit in you like a star. If you were the sparkling ocean, I would merge in you like a wave. Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, my Krishna? Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? If you were a tree growing upwards, I would cling to you like a creeper. If you were a blossoming flower, I would hover over you like a bee. Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, oh my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Krishna? If you were the boundless sky, I would sit in you like a star. If you were the sparkling ocean, I would merge in you like a wave. Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, oh my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, my Krishna? Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, oh my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? Krishna, Sai Krishna. Krishna, Sai Krishna.
As always, dear children, we heard a very interesting story, didn't we? Today we started with the importance of unity. The story was about purity, and at the end of the story, we had even divinity manifesting, right? How wonderful is that? So children, what did you learn from that story? Didn't we learn that childlike purity has the power to draw God Himself? And that is why you all are so lucky, because you are in an age where purity comes naturally to you. And that is the best time for each one of you to build this beautiful bond with God. If you do so now, you can always remain pure in your heart. When I tell you that you are also pure, I really mean it, children. That is why it is so much fun to chat with all of you. And that is why my favorite part of the children's hour is the conversation with a little child. And this week, we have the smallest guest we ever had. Her name is Sara, and when you listen to the conversation, you will understand it was not easy to make her sit in one place. But she was indeed a bundle of delight. So children, let me share with all of you the delight I had talking to this little girl whose name is Sara. Sai Ram, Sara.
Sai Ram.
Welcome to the studio of Radio Sai.
Thank you.
Sara, how old are you?
4.
4 years old?
Yes.
You know, you're the youngest guest we've ever had.
Yes.
So, Sara, tell our listeners, where are you from?
Japan.
You're from Japan?
And Punjab.
And Punjab. So, you have two homes?
Yes.
Only Punjab and Japan?
Yes.
Not Prashanthi Nilayam?
Yes.
Puttaparthi is your home?
Yes.
So, you have three homes. One in Punjab, one in Japan?
Yes.
And one in Parthi. Where in Japan?
What?
Which place in Japan?
I forgot.
Okay, no problem. So, which one of these three houses you like the most?
Sai Vila Palace.
That's in Puttaparthi.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe... Gokulam Gate? Not Gokulam. Maybe Gokulam in Bangalore.
Gokulam in Bangalore?
Yes.
So, that's your fourth home?
Yes.
So, you like Japan better or India better?
Japan better.
You like Japan better. Okay, what's the difference between India and Japan?
I don't know.
Why do you like Japan better?
Because my grandmother's there.
Oh, you like your grandmother?
Yes. And I love more Japan because there's my favorite doll cake.
What is that? Is that a doll?
No, that is a cake.
It's a cake.
Yes.
So, you like cakes?
Yes.
So, that's your favorite food?
Yes.
You eat cakes every day?
Yes.
You eat cakes every day?
Yeah.
Is it okay to eat cakes every day?
No. Once a month.
You can eat once a month?
Yes.
Once a month is okay?
Yeah.
Why you shouldn't eat every day?
Because we need to eat fruits.
Fruits are good for health?
Yes, because we need to grow up.
Oh, you eat fruits, you grow up?
Food,
okay. Okay, what's your favorite food then, other than cake?
Tamago.
What is that?
Eggs. Japanese eggs.
But you don't eat them.
But in that egg, there's no any birds.
Okay, so it's vegetarian.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No. Okay, Sarah, do you go to school?
Yes, but now that I'm not going to school because it's summer holidays.
Oh, it's summer holidays for you. So which school do you go to?
Preparatory school.
Okay, what do you learn at school? You're too young to go to school, I think.
No.
No? You're old enough?
Yes.
Okay, what do they teach you?
They teach A, B, C, D and numbers.
Okay.
And now that I'm doing additions.
Additions also. So you like going to school?
Yeah.
So you like studying?
Yes. Yes. Hmm?
You like writing, reading?
Yes.
You like reading?
Yes.
You?
Yes, but sometimes it's boring for me.
Sometimes it's boring.
Yes.
So when you grow up,
yeah.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to become, When I grow up, I will be a doctor in super specialty hospital.
Be a doctor in a super specialty hospital? That's so sweet. Why do you want to be a doctor in a super specialty hospital?
Because...
You like doctors here? Have you met some doctors here?
No, because my uncle told that when I grow up, I might work in super specialty hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, what games do you like to play?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Okay, whom do you play with, Bud? You have a lot of friends here?
Yeah. Satya, do you know? Satya.
Mm-hmm.
Small Satya.
Okay.
She's my friend.
Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of friends here?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of friends in Japan too?
Yes. No, only little friends.
Only little friends.
Yes.
So what's your grandmother's name?
I don't know. My mother told me, but I forgot.
You forgot.
It's not so easy.
It's not so easy to remember.
Yeah.
Then why did they keep a simple name for you? Why is your name so small?
Hmm? What's the meaning?
Okay, what's the meaning of your name?
Saraswati Chodai.
Oh, your complete name is Saraswati, is it?
Yes.
But we thought it's Sara. So when you...
No,
when you...
Mama, my name... I changed my name. Saraswati Chodai. My mother told my name Saraswati
Chodai. Okay. So from when is your name Saraswati?
From... Long time back.
Okay, who's Saraswati? Do you know who's Saraswati?
Goddess.
Goddess of?
Learning.
Goddess of learning. So you know that Saraswati is goddess of learning.
Yes.
So when you grow up, you're going to be a very intelligent girl?
Yes.
And yeah, you'll have to become a doctor.
Yes.
Right? So when you grow up, your name is going to grow up with you?
Yes.
From Sara, it's going to become Saraswati?
Yes.
What's your father's name?
Pradeep.
So where does your father work?
In Pune.
So whom do you like more, your dad or your mom?
Almost dad and mama.
Almost. It's the same. Not one more than the other.
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yes.
What do you like about your mother? What do you like about your father?
I don't know.
Don't know? What's nice about your mom? What do you like about her?
She cooks food for me.
She cooks food for you then?
And she makes my favorite penne pasta.
She makes your favorite penne pasta, alright then?
And she reads me books night time when I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
She plays with me. She plays with me.
She plays with you, okay?
Yes.
Why do you like your father then? Your father doesn't do any of this.
He teaches me additions.
Oh, he teaches you, helps you with your additions then?
And that's all. He teaches me all the good things.
He teaches all the good things.
Yes.
Do you remember seeing Swami?
Yes.
Hmm?
You're very small.
During night time, I was sleeping with Swami. Not during night time.
Yesterday
night time.
In your dream?
No.
Then?
With Swami's photo. Oh.
You like Swami?
Yes.
Does Swami look beautiful?
Yeah.
Swami looks beautiful?
Yes.
You remember seeing Swami? When you were a kid, you would have seen Swami. Do you remember having Swami's darshan?
I remember because I'm Swami was blessing me like this.
Okay. Oh, so you have a picture of Swami blessing you on your forehead?
Yes, in like this.
Oh, what does that mean?
This. In the third eye.
Oh, he blessed you in your third eye.
Yes.
That's between
you. And my father can't believe it seems.
Your father said, I can't believe. So yes. He saw the photograph, then he believed.
Yes.
So that must be a very, very precious photograph.
Yes.
So what have you done with that photograph?
What
have you done with that photograph?
We just keep it.
So you framed it and you put it in your house?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
So
what do you do in Puttaparthi all the day long? Isn't it too hot?
What?
Isn't Puttaparthi too hot for you?
Yes.
No.
But sometimes I tell my mother I want AC like that.
Okay, so it's very hot sometimes.
Yes.
So what else do you do? How do you fill your day? You go for darshan every day, morning?
Yes. Not evening only.
Okay.
But once a day, today I went to mandir.
Today you went to mandir. What do you do in mandir? You learn Veda?
I do bhajan.
You learn Vedas?
Yes.
Do you know any Vedas?
Yes.
What do you know?
I know Bhakatunda Mahakaya.
Then you'll have to tell us that then.
Okay. Bhakatunda Mahakaya. But I want to tell like my father, he does do very fast.
It's okay, you do it slowly. So when you grow up and when you become Saraswati, you can do it fast.
Bhakatunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samabhava Nirekam Guneva Saragavisa Samata.
That's very sweet. So who taught you this?
My teacher.
Which teacher?
Jayashree Madam.
Jayashree Madam.
Yes.
So you like your teacher?
Yes, but sometimes.
Sometimes? What?
She gives some chemical juice.
Chemical juice? What is that?
I will tell you one story, okay?
Yeah, tell me.
One day, there was one Dr. Srikant Soda and Shivani Soda.
Okay.
They was having one child, not child, son. And his name was, what's his name? Sridhar.
Okay.
And he went to primary school. And he wanted to join there.
Okay.
Not join there, I'm sorry.
He's studying in the primary school, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not nowadays.
Okay.
Now he's in higher secondary school.
Okay.
And I forgot to tell that Muni ma'am thinks. Then Muni ma'am asked, will you miss you mommy and daddy?
Okay.
Dad? And he told, no, Swami is my mother and father.
Oh, he told, I won't miss my mother because Swami is my mother and father.
Yes.
So if they ask you, what will you tell? If you go to the primary school, will you miss your mother and father?
I might miss.
Might miss them. But would you like to join the primary school?
Yes.
Why?
Because my, so many friends which that this is.
So many of your friends are in primary school?
Yes.
Do you like singing bhajans?
Yes.
You like singing bhajans? So do you know a lot of bhajans?
Subramanyam.
You want to sing one bhajan? Subramanyam you want to sing?
Yes.
Okay, you will sing for us now?
Subramanyam, Subramanyam, Sambukanata. Subramanyam, 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 Sainata, Subramanyam.
Wow. You'll sing another bhajan?
Okay, then I'll sing same bhajan. Manasa bhajare guru charanam.
Manasa bhajare guru charanam.
Krishna bhava Satya Sai Nata Sat Guru Jai Jai.
Satya Sai Nata Sat Guru Jai Jai.
Not Guru Jai Jai. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namo.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namo.
Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva.
Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva.
Man. Omkaram Baba Omkaram Baba Omkaram Baba Om Namo Baba
Omkaram Baba Omkaram Baba Omkaram Baba Om Namo Baba
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam
Kustala Baba Sakala Taranam
Dustara Baba Sagara
Taranam Dustara Dustara Baba Sagara Taranam
Dustara Baba Sagara Taranam
Manasa Vajare Guru Charanam Gustara Baba Not Gustara Dustara Vajare Guru Charanam Dustara Baba Sagara Taranam.
Okay, Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us. You know what? We'll give you an award. You're the cutest guest we've ever had on Radio Sai. Thank you. So wasn't that conversation with Sarah truly beautiful, children? And hands down, as always, the children's conversation is the best part of the children's hour. And children, even as I say that, the clock in our studio is staring at me and saying, it is time to conclude this week's program. And we all must listen to the clock, right? So I have to go, children. But I and Ganesh will be eagerly waiting for your mails. And I'm sure you know how to send it by now. You must send your mails to listener@radiosai.org. Or you can ask your parents to help you send it to us. Okay then, children, it's a good night and bye from me in Radio Sai. Till I meet you all next week at 7:30, Sai Ram to all of you.